Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't recall a vice presidential pick which has so energized the party. I don't remember a vice presidential pick that has so energized a campaign as this choice of Paul Ryan. These crowds, the standing room only crowds, the enthusiasm at these rallies.
There is a Rush Limbaugh who says he doesn't remember another vice presidential pick that has energized the grand old party the way Mitt Romney's choice of Paul Ryan has. I'm Doug Steffen to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television. Let's start with Fox reporter John Scott with Brett Baer talking about what they think led Mitt Romney to pick Congressman Paul Ryan.
What does it say about Governor Romney's thinking and what he plans for this campaign that he chose Paul Ryan?
Well, John, you talk to people on both sides of the aisle, and they obviously have different takes, as you've heard from Ed Henry and others in the reporting. But inside the political watchers, it shows a different boldness from Mitt Romney, one that some people didn't think was there, really, frankly. They thought the Romney campaign was cautious, maybe to a fault. Some Republicans thought that he was going to try to ride it out and continue to really ride on the bad economy and these numbers and not talk about big, bold things. That was the criticism that you were getting from conservatives that were concerned about the campaign. I think that this pick has changed that dynamic tremendously, and that a lot of conservatives are now fired up, and you see that on the trail. The flip side, obviously, John, Democrats are fired up, and they say that they have a fresh target in Paul Ryan.
Yeah, Democrats seem to be embracing this choice. What do they see as their advantage in choosing Romney's choosing Paul Ryan?
Well, I mean, they see Florida coming into play with all of the seniors down there and the efforts, I'm sure, that they're going to try to talk about Medicare and in a way that is frightening to seniors. The big thing about the Medicare proposals in the Paul Ryan budget, a couple of facts. One is all of it is under 55. So if you're 55 or older, it does not... This would not affect you if it was implemented. And number two is that the changes are along the lines of proposed changes of a proposal by Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. And it leaves an option there for Medicare, traditional Medicare, to be an option for seniors to choose, or they could do this premium support option where the government helps pay for private health insurance. And obviously, you can't get into all of that in a 30-second spot.
Yeah.
To get into the weeds. But that's the upside, is that, you know, marketing, you can spin things one way or another.
As we get into those weeds a little bit, I mean, worth noting, the Obama campaign is slamming what they call the Ryan budget, but the Obama budget on Capitol Hill has gone nowhere.
Well, yes, and there hasn't even been a vote in the Senate for more than 3 years on a budget proposal. And when the president's budget, or one like it, came up, it was vastly voted down. Democrats say that was a Republican trick, but the bottom line is that the Democrats have not put forward a budget, and there hasn't been one that has made it through, which is another talking point. I think, listen, this has changed the race from both sides, and Republicans, I think, are fired up more than they have been. Democrats, there are some that are still waiting to see how this plays out. They see upside, but there are moderate Democrats who really want to tackle these big issues like entitlement reform and tax reform, who I think are a little skeptical about going so hard against that effort.
All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we'll get more reaction to Mitt Romney's pick of Paul Ryan as his running mate. That's next year on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tonight on NBC, America's best and brightest performers are back.
America's Got Talent is a beacon of hope.
I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
I believe in myself and this is my time to shine.
When they hit that note and that audience starts to roar, you just watch somebody blossom.
Dreams brought them here.
Stunning.
But only their talent can take them to the end.
This is where it really gets intense.
Tonight, America's Got Talent returns live, only on NBC.
You couldn't ask for more.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. We're talking about Mitt Romney's choice of Paul Ryan. Here's host Mike Campbell talking to Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan about why she thinks Romney made the choice.
You've worked with Paul Ryan for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in Congress for 10 years. He was there a little bit before me. So, yes, I know Paul Ryan very well, and I will tell you unequivocally that Governor Romney has made the absolute best choice for Vice President and Paul Ryan. We were all really hoping that he would choose Paul Ryan, so just delighted. He, you know, this election is going to be about a responsible vision for America's fiscal future. Those are going to be the marquee issues. The fiscal future of the country, certainly jobs, the economy, and Paul Ryan, there is nobody better than Paul Ryan. He's fully prepared to engage in the debate by outlining really how we can start structurally reforming our budget, saving Social Security, Medicare for future generations, and I think really putting our nation on a path to prosperity.
Well, obviously, I'm looking at him on the screen, younger than Mitt Romney and some of us, speaking of myself anyway, and I'm guessing that will play to the Republicans' wishful base, but what about their older base? Will he play to them?
I think he absolutely will. And, you know, if you think about our state of Michigan, which is very much in play in this whole presidential cycle, I think Paul Ryan's going to connect with voters across the nation, but especially in the Midwest, a state like Michigan. He's a fiscal conservative. He knows that we can't keep spending more money than we take in. He's a great family man. He comes from a blue-collar, hard-working background in Wisconsin there. He's an avid outdoorsman. But, you know, most importantly, Paul Ryan is absolutely most importantly ready to be president on a moment's notice if the need arises. And that certainly has to be the first thing that Governor Romney thought about. And he certainly has that in Paul Ryan. And, you know, another thing, this is going to be a big election. And I say big because the issues facing our nation are very, very big. And I think Governor Romney, by selecting Paul Ryan, has just demonstrated that he has the political will to match the political will of the American people to address these issues. And as the people of America get a better sense of Paul Ryan, the kind of character that he has, the integrity he has, and I'll tell you sincerely, there isn't anybody in the nation's capital, in either party, that understands the budget, the federal budget, and what we need to do better than Paul Ryan to really, as I say, get our nation on a path toward prosperity.
Here is some talk radio caller reaction. Mitt Romney adding Paul Ryan to the GOP ticket. Let's listen in.
Oh, I'm tickled to death being a Democrat. Shouldn't have picked a better running mate. Oh, I'm just tickled that as soon as the older people in the country and minorities and stuff study of what Mr. Ryan's cuts will be for Social Security, Medicare, I think they'll be less enthusiastic to support him.
I don't have a very good feeling about Mr. Romney, and this young man, he seems like he's a nice person, but I don't know, there's just something about him. I don't think he's very experienced, and I was not going to vote this year, quite frankly, but I'm leaning towards Obama, and one of the reasons why is simply because of Mr. Romney's stance with Israel. At least with Mr. Obama, through his administration, one thing I do like that he's done is he's trying to stay very even-handed with Arabs and Jews both. He sees people, not as good and bad in one category. And Mr. Romney, it seems like he wants to revert back to what some of Mr. Obama's predecessors have done, and I think that's wrong. And I think what it does is it sends a message, too, that in being so pro-Israel that they're trying to use the Jews just to get their votes, and I think that's wrong.
I'm thrilled with Paul Ryan. I've been watching him for a long time. He's young. He's as old as my oldest daughter. I understand Medicare. I'm on it. My mother's been on it. She's 98, and it's a mess, and something has to be done with it. My kids cannot afford what's going on. I mean, we have a $16 trillion debt, and at least he's trying to do something. I mean, I think he's smart. I've watched him now for a couple years, and I really like his speeches. Something's got to be done. We can't afford the government we have. I mean, we really can't.
I think it's great that he picked Ryan. It's gonna come down to independents, and independents really don't care for the Tea Party. And honestly, it's almost as big a screw up as John McCain picking Sarah Palin. So I love it because the guy don't have a shot now.
I think it's a great choice. I think Paul Ryan is there. It's a great speaker, which will be very helpful for the next 3 months. Clearly, the whole idea of, you know, our current government is not sustainable. He will address that. He's viewed by both parties as bright, as being able to look at the big issues. I think it was a great choice that Romney made. I know some Democrats and independents feel that selecting him plays into their hand. I don't see that. I really don't. I think many Americans are concerned about our economy right now. They're concerned about our overspending. You know, they bring up Medicare as a possible issue. As a former caller said there in Pittsburgh, the Medicare system needs to be reviewed. So whether it be Obama currently or the next president, that will need to be reviewed anyway.
Up next, let's move off of the presidential political scene and shift to another shooting, this time near Texas A&M University. Up next on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, as you can imagine, the world of talk, radio, and television are buzzing about the shooting near Texas A&M. Host Rich Minaya talked about the craziness of yet another shooting as a man who was being evicted opened fire on police, killed one officer and a bystander before he was killed.
I'm very nervous about what's going to be done because of irresponsible people, people that don't obey the law, people that overreact, people that are, you know, commit heinous crimes, people that are just kooks, people that are just loons, people that just go off, people who are, what, getting evicted? So, you know, it's not the first person in this economy to be evicted. Not everybody grabs a gun and shoots somebody. And I'm not going to sit here and worry my and shake my little hands and cry in a handkerchief that America, you know, is a third world nation. But I just worry that someone's going to take control of this, and the answer will be to just change all the laws. It's like I talked about a week or so ago. If people who are the blood and guts, people who are the Second Amendment believers like I am, don't come up with some solutions or offer ideas, at least have a dialogue. You know, they're going to overreact. In this economy, people have lost houses. They've been evicted. We need to change the economy seriously. It doesn't give anybody the right to go and start shooting. And again, I'm not going to go too far not knowing the whole story, but just what we have heard so far. An excuse to start blasting at people or pull a gun on a cop. It is... It's insane. Absolutely insane. Usually I have an answer for everything. When it comes to these mass shootings, you know, I don't really have an answer other than we need to have an ongoing dialogue, and the people who are the law abiders need to be the ones speaking up the loudest so the lawbreakers or the people or the confiscators don't get the upper hand. That's just terrible. That's terrible. And the fact that it was near the university, but again, it has absolutely nothing to do with Texas A&M. Jeez, it seems like more and more of this every week.
Here's radio man Jim Villanucci talking about how
There may be more heated debate on this, but there aren't going to be any new gun control laws because of all of these shootings.
Is there any law that could be passed that would prevent this type of tragedy in the future? Probably not, I say. Will there be any gun control laws because of this tragedy? Probably not. I'm going to say no. I'm just going to say flat out no on that. In the past, after sensational instances of gun violences, we'd see a surge in support for new gun control measures. No longer. We didn't see much of a response to the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords or what happened at Virginia Tech. Americans have lost confidence in gun control measures. Gallup has been polling on the issue since 1959, and they reported support for a variety of gun control measures is at historic lows. Should there be a law banning the possession of handguns except by police and other authorized persons? In 1959, 60% said yes. Last year, only 26% said yes. Why the shift? By and large, Democrats have stopped talking about the gun issue. It's too costly for them. In September of 1994, the Democratic Congress passed an assault weapons ban, and President Bill Clinton signed it. In November of 1994, Democrats lost their majority in the House for the first time in 40 years. Clinton said the gun lobby had a lot to do with that. They also believe, Democrats do, that the gun lobby caused Al Gore to lose in 2000. So since 1994, Democrats have been skittish about the gun issue. The assault weapons ban was allowed to lapse in 2004 and hasn't been put back in. So I agree with all that. There's not going to be any gun control because of this. I'm not saying that's right or it's wrong. I'm just telling you that's the way it is.
The Olympics, a last look, perhaps, or a last listen. Talk radio review on the Olympics in a few moments.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourselves.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's turn your focus to the end of the London Olympics. Here's host Sterling Scheisler talking to ABC's Alex Stone about why he's happy the Olympics are over.
I am Olympic out. I was annoyed by it at first, not that you asked what I thought about it, and then I was enthralled by it when you have it start out with a blind archer just basically exploding onto the scene and not hurting anyone but also excelling, and then, of course, women weightlifters, which somehow I find bizarrely hot. I mean, there's lots and lots of things, opening ceremonies. I was sucked into it, but now I'm burnt out. I'm tired, and it's over, so tell me the good,
gotta,
the bad.
You got to admit, though, the closing ceremony was pretty cool.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of something for everybody. Queen, the Beatles, some John Lennon music, Annie Lennox, and then more contemporary, Tayo Cruz, One Direction, that they wanted it to be one giant rock party in British music history, and that's what it was. It went on for 3 hours. Some people said it went on for about 45 minutes too long, but you know, typically the closing ceremony is shorter and more toned down than the opening ceremony. In this case, that didn't happen. It was about the same length as the opening ceremony and probably louder. You could make the argument it was with all the music, but they wanted it to be a party for the athletes who were there.
Now, speaking of the party for the athletes in this ceremony, the pomp, the circumstance, all the things that go into Olympics in general and the ceremonies, it was long, the closing ceremonies, but I mean, it was action packed. The Spice Girls were there. I mean, you got to love that.
And you got to admit, they've got a little age on them now, but they look and they sound pretty good.
Yeah, they're not too road worn. Not too, you know, we don't have to throw them away yet. They're back together, so that's, I guess that's good for people who care. So, what are the surprises or not so surprising overall with the Olympics, aside from ceremonies and all the stuff that go into it, which is kind of the entertainment aspect aside from sports entertainment that it is? I mean, the medal count's huge for the U.S. I mean, arguably dominating.
Yeah. Oh, it completely. In the gold, 46 gold for the U.S., 38 for China. Overall, 104 for the U.S., 87 for China. The U.S. blew away all of the competition this year. 4 years ago when we were in Beijing, China won the gold medal count and the USA won the overall. But most of the world looks at the gold medal count and that's what they focus on. After we were not quite so dominant in China in the gold, we started looking at the overall and saying, well, U.S. is number one overall. Rest of the world was saying yes, but China was number one in the gold. Here this year, we can say across the board, no question about it, the U.S. is dominant in everything, all the way across the line from gold, silver, bronze, and overall, that Team USA dominated.
Host Mike McConlin, Andrea Darlis, talk about what they thought was missing from the closing ceremonies.
I'm not big on those song and dance routines, but I guess as those things go, it was very British, very Londonish. And I don't know, there were a couple of odd things that cropped. I couldn't always tell if somebody was singing live or lip-syncing. And then we pointed out, too, if you're going to bring out what's left of Queen with the female singer who I never heard of, but why bring in a woman to sing Freddie Mercury's part? But why wouldn't you do We Are the Champions? Of all the Queen songs you would do at the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, with all the kids standing around with medals around their necks, proudly displaying them, let's go with We Are the Champions. Wouldn't that be the sing-along of all sing-alongs? Now, somebody put me in charge. I know I don't like it, but I could have done a better job than what they did last night. No, that just seemed like a natural.
What'd they sing instead?
We Will Rock You.
Oh. See, they started out with Bohemian Rhapsody right at the beginning, didn't they? And they just played a tiny part of it before they did Imagine.
I didn't even hear a little bit of it. And Brian May came out and just wailed on guitar for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then I thought they went into We Will Rock You, but I might be wrong.
Yeah.
I sometimes glaze out or walk away. I mean, I miss the Spice Girls.
Oh, I saw the Spice Girls.
I missed the reunion. I'm back to check something online, and there it was already, the photo of the reunion. How did I miss that?
It was really cool how they did it. You know, they had those roads out there, and they each came in on a different road in a different car.
I thought Posh looked scared, like she was going to fall off.
Because she almost did fall off. Did you catch her?
Oh, no, I didn't.
There was a part where she kind of stumbled, and then she grabbed onto the railing, and I thought she was going to fall off that car, because those cars were moving. And,
and they're in high, high heels.
I don't think they were really singing, though.
I don't think so.
Because they were moving way too fast in some areas.
I know. I thought the same thing. I thought, wouldn't we hear the wind on the microphone,
even
with a windscreen?
Yeah, and it was quite windy down there, it looked like.
Well, there were some people who were singing. I guess some lip-synced and some did it live.
Like Russell Brand, he was not singing. Or taught whatever he was doing.
I think he wasn't because you almost never saw a close-up of him.
Yeah. That
if you got a close-up on someone, they were singing, and when they kept the cameras back, they typically were not.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's surprising the number of people who, I guess, just said no thanks. Did Jimmy Page ever show up? Because 4 years ago, he was in Beijing, and he played, and this was, you know, play up the whole London angle of things, and I assumed that he'd be part of it. And I remember about a year ago that they asked Ringo, and he said he was busy. A year ahead of time, he knew he was busy. I go, no, I can't be in London. I'm busy.
I thought George Michael was good.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that.
With the freedom thing.
Yeah.
That was appropriate.
That was. But I'm telling you, We Are the Champions would have been the...
Yeah.
That would have been the killer. That would have been closer.
Yeah, that is weird.
We should have saved that for last.
Up next, we move on to the latest on the violence in Syria. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. Learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities.
that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tonight on NBC, America's best and brightest performers are back.
America's Got Talent is a beacon of hope.
I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
I believe in myself and this is my time to shine.
When they hit that note and that audience starts to roar, you just watch somebody blossom.
Dreams brought them here.
Stunning.
But only their talent can take them to the end.
This is where it really gets intense.
Tonight, America's Got Talent returns live, only on NBC.
You couldn't ask for more.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The hot hits in talk radio day by day, and Syria in the spotlight. Now here's Jonathan Hunt talking to analyst Colonel Cedric Layton about the possibility of a no-fly zone being implemented in Syria.
Any chance that that could be implemented by the U.S. and other nations?
Yes, I think it would have to be implemented, though, without the UN. So it becomes a very interesting situation. But the reason I say without the UN is because of Russian and Chinese intransigence in this particular area, and their intransigence in letting us do anything with the Assad regime. So that would then bring NATO in. NATO and all of its resources will take some time to get into a position where they can actually effectively enforce a no-fly zone. So probably what would happen first is you would have a Navy carrier battle group going in, and then possibly also Air Force assets based in Turkey conducting missions that would then oversee a certain area of Syria. The question then becomes, though, what area of Syria do you oversee, and how do you actually enforce the no-fly zone?
So it's a lot. You know, people sitting watching could think, well, why don't we just get some planes up there and start knocking these, you know, Syrian MiGs out of the sky? It's a heck of a lot more complicated than that. You need a lot of intelligence and a real plan for how you're going to implement this kind of thing.
That is absolutely correct, Jonathan. And the reason you need a lot of intelligence is because you don't want to make mistakes where you kill members, for example, of the rebel army. You want to make sure that you also are protecting civilians. So you need to know where the civilians are. You need to understand where the refugees are. You need to understand where the routes are that the refugees are taking. And you also need to understand the logistical supply elements that the army, the government army uses in Syria, as well as what the rebels use in Syria. And that becomes a very, very dynamic and fluid environment. It took us a long time to set up the no-fly zone for Iraq back after the first Gulf War, and it will also take a long time to do the Syrian no-fly zone very well. And that becomes a big, big issue, and it also requires a lot of international cooperation to get it right.
And there's a question of territory as well. What territory are you really protecting? Do the rebels have enough of an area that you could call it any sort of safe haven? How do you see that right now? It looks as though they're struggling, really.
It does look like they're struggling. And the problem that we have is that the situation is so fluid that you don't know exactly what parts of certain cities. For example, when you look at the fighting in Aleppo, there are so many neighborhoods that are changing hands probably on a daily, if not an hourly basis. And because they change hands so quickly, it becomes very, very difficult to keep track of exactly what's going on. And of course, the first casualty in any war like this is going to be the truth. And that is a very, very difficult thing for the intelligence apparatus to really look at and to really understand, so that then the operational pieces can come together and actually effectively enforce something like a no-fly zone.
Radio host Jeff Dunn with CBS correspondent Reese Ehrlich. They talk about the way the U.S. is maybe trying to figure out how to get involved in this Syrian mess.
It appears as though the Obama administration, the U.S. State Department, is interested in getting involved around in a roundabout and quiet way. But who is supporting the President Assad's regime at this point, and are they doing so in the same roundabout, quiet way that the U.S. are supporting the rebels?
Everybody's got their finger in the pie. certainly Iran is strongly supporting Syria with military supplies and probably intelligence officers and backroom generals, that sort of thing. Russia is supporting Syria. And there's a number of other countries around the world, but those are the main ones. The U.S. and Britain and the Europeans are not doing a no-fly zone at the moment because they're not sure at all that it would win.
Is there any end in sight, or is this going to persist for as long as it's been going on already, as you see it?
Well, the battle for Aleppo could be a tipping point. It's the largest city in Syria by population. For many, many months, it was a stronghold for the Assad government. The fact that the fighting is so fierce and the destruction of the civilian buildings and infrastructure has been so bad that even if somehow the Assad government reestablishes control there, it could end up being a pyrrhic victory. So everybody is keeping their eyes on Aleppo.
And yet it doesn't appear as though President Assad has any interest in stepping down or stepping aside to any degree, and it appears as though he's got some international support to keep him in place. How much of this that is playing out right now becomes a little bit of a cold war between Iranian interests and U.S. interests, as you see it, Reese?
Well, there's an element of that, but it's still basically a story of the popular uprising against a dictatorial government. Every neighboring country and every power is trying to meddle to some degree or another. I had one leader of the opposition tell me yesterday that the U.S. isn't imposing a no-fly zone because it hasn't found the right leader yet to support. There's a lot of cynicism about U.S. Practice in the region. They remember what happened in Iraq and don't want to see that happen there. But the fighting, it looks like, is going to go on for a while.
Here's talk personality Brian Suits with a focus on Hillary Clinton saying, "We have a plan for Syria after we get rid of the current dictator."
NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, CNN, and Fox, none of them can be bothered to actually follow the Secretary of State as she, without too much subterfuge, if you can read between the lines, basically announces that we have a plan for a post-Assad Syria. Al Jazeera English, their story.
It's been an intense visit, with Hillary Clinton meeting Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan, and President Abdullah Gül. She said they were looking at ways of speeding up the end of the bloodshed and an end of the Assad regime. The escalation of fighting in Aleppo and a surge in the number of refugees crossing the Turkish border put more of an urgent dimension on these talks, particularly from the Turkish side.
We invite an end to this humanitarian tragedy in Syria. Events in Aleppo, the recent air attacks, are creating a massacre, a historic massacre in this town, and the international community must take steps to prevent this, and this is what we'll be discussing with Secretary.
And this is for the Turks the number one issue. I mean, to be honest with you, the Turks were fairly close to Assad. Assad filled a purpose for them as well, in that he gave them a stable, predictable southern border. In this way, Turkey is very similar to Pakistan. If the Turks have a fight, it's with Greece. Their traditional enemy, their historic enemy. Yes, they're both in NATO, but yes, they went to war in 1974, and they're effectively at war with each other right now. And yes, they're in NATO, and yes, we're allies with both of them, but they absolutely loathe each other. So if you're Turkey, You're sitting there saying, wow, look at this. The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, so ding, that's one border we don't have to worry about. Syria is ruled by the strongman family, the Assad, so ding, we don't have to worry about that border. All we have to worry about are those filthy Turks. And so now you have thousands of Syrian refugees flooding into Turkey, and that's not very stable because they don't always stay in refugee camps and et cetera. But that, for the Turks, that's the number one issue, is that they now have a border that they can't count on. And so they are greenlighting the use of their bases, which are NATO bases, in Sirleaf Air Force Base, a huge American base there, and would be the centerpiece of any no-fly zone.
In a few minutes, we're going to move on to the increasing amount of money it's costing you to buy your petroleum at the pump. That's up next on The Countdown.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, the hot hits in talk radio this week are sure to be focused on the rising cost. We're talking about a surge, once again, in the cost of gasoline and petroleum. Here's host John Zach with Greg Laskowski from GasBuddy.com. They talk about the reasons for this most recent spike.
Is this the way it always is at the end of summer, or is something else going on? Why are we seeing this price spike?
Well, it's not always, but the reason we're seeing this spike now is really twofold. We've had regional problems with refinery issues in the Midwest, out west in California. There could be a couple of issues in Pennsylvania, not as notable. But at the same time, the refineries are clearly drawing down on the summer blend inventory. They're trying to do this, and I think collectively this is one of the reasons why supply in the last 2 to 3 weeks has gone down. Most of the summer we were reporting that crude oil inventory and gasoline inventory were at very healthy levels, and that was true up until about 3 weeks ago. But the Department of Energy in their weekly reports have noted both crude oil inventories and gasoline inventories down significantly. There's no shortage problem, but that depletion of supply at this time of year is putting some pressure on retail prices.
You mentioned the refinery in California. Are you referring to the fire at the San Francisco area refinery last week?
Exactly.
Why should a fire out in California affect us here?
it doesn't affect us directly, but it does affect the price of crude oil, because I believe when the analysts see all of these things, and the problems in California are not contained to California, they impact Washington and Oregon as well. Same thing with the situation in the Midwest. A pipeline rupture in Wisconsin impacted the entire Great Lakes region, and Chicago prices today are on the highest of any metro market in the United States. So, but all of these things collectively, and then again, the Department of Energy shows the data with the supply down. I think collectively that puts an awful lot of pressure on crude oil prices, and the market is opening up today with crude over $93 a barrel. So until we see that price come down, I don't think we can reasonably expect retail gas prices to come down.
Radio host David Cruz talking about how fast gas prices have gone up and how slowly they seem to always come back down again.
If there is a pet peeve I have, it is gasoline prices going up at, they shoot up, and then they kind of float down like a feather. They shoot up like a rocket, they float down like a feather. At the drop of any hint of an issue, boom, there they go. Now, it is true, there has been a refinery fire up in the Bay Area. That is not an exaggeration. And the same federal investigators who investigated the Gulf oil spill, they're also going to investigate what happened up there. But the moment that that Chevron refinery caught fire, you had guys all over Southern California changing gasoline prices. This is really not about supply and demand. It is about you and me as dummies not having a choice, because unless you're driving a hybrid or we can somehow magically cut down our miles, and I'll tell you how many miles I drove today, and the day's not even over. I may still go back to Orange County this evening. But the thing is that at the drop of any problem, any story, in fact, me talking about it could send up gasoline prices some more. Maybe I ought to shut up and not talk about it. But look, overnight we had a record climb, one-day climb, in prices, nearly 6 cents higher. I mean, they have gone up 30, 40, 50 cents in a few days. My brother, who's visiting from Texas, said, man, I want to take a photo of this. He shot a photo of gasoline prices exceeding $4 over on La Tejera at the 405. And, you know, he's paying $3.05 in Texas. So it's not just the Chevron refinery, because guess what? One refinery has a problem, and all the gas companies hike their prices immediately. Has nothing to do with the pipeline, has nothing to do with supplies. It really more has to do with, hey, we've got an excuse. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? It used to be, I remember, oh, well, why go back there, right? Why go back to the days of $16 gas tanks that would be full? Right now it takes 60, 70, 80, 90. With Chevron's thing saying now, they could be out of commission there for weeks. And people who live from California to Oregon to Washington State and then east towards Arizona, we're all going to be affected. You see, they know that within this region in western U.S., people will hear about this. Oh yeah, gas has gone up because, oh my gosh, they had this huge fire. And oh my, we're out of gas. You better save it because, you know, it's going to be, you know, hell on the price to pay. No, it's not that. You're being told something. You're being marketed. How is it on the same day this happens, every gas company's doing the same thing? They're all going skyrocket with the price.
Well, that wraps up another hour of conversation from various parts of the country. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.